Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic, and has since evolved and grown to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, 26th day of the month of Iyar. Today is the 41st day of the Omer. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, especially and including the three children that we have been mentioning on the call now for several months: Chaya, Ya'al, Shoshana, Bas, Chana Fredel, Alini, Orna, Bas, Chain, Chana, and Tino ben Nechama Devorah. May they and all in need of refuah have a refuah shalema, and may it be quick, easily, and painlessly. Additionally, please keep in mind all of our brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, Evan Gershkovitz in Russia, as well as Arvin Tanel ben Sonia Siona, who is being unjustly held in Iran. May they be released today. May we only hear of good news. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Sadig of Cass Hill O'Day School in Boca Raton, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Sadig slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim: Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, Mishaberach for Sahal, Mishaberach for the Shavuim, and lastly, Rabbi Sadig will conclude with the Mishaberach of Cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. So subscribe for the daily Tehillim call email. You can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavos, with great honor, Rabbi Sadig.
Thank you, Rav Naftali. It is a zechut to be with all of you today, to learn with you a little bit, and of course to daven together for all the things that Naftali said we need to daven for. When I was 10 years old, I left my birthplace. I left Iran because the Shah had been expelled, and it was time to go. And it took about a year to get to the United States, traveling through different countries. I ended up in New York and attended public school. I had never seen the ABCs. I didn't know any English, and they put me in ESL. And they recommended that, they highly recommended, in addition to being in ESL, I should watch cartoons and TV to get acclimated. You know, I was already 10, you know, to learn the language. So I turned on the TV, and the New York Yankees were on, and I absolutely fell in love with the game of baseball, learned it pretty quickly, and in particular, the New York Yankees. So on the way to PS 99, which is a public school that I attended, there was a little convenience store there, and for 25 cents, you could buy baseball cards, and every day I took my allowance, and I bought a pack of baseball cards. And in a couple of years, I had a pretty nice collection. I had some great cards: Reggie Jackson, Greg Nettles, Dave Rigetti, and all the Yankees and other players. And I bought a loose leaf. I put it into the plastic. And every Shabbat, which was an off day, you know, wasn't observant, but it was a day off, I would sit on my bed. And I would count the cards and look at them and point to them and take them out and look at the stats in the back. You know, I had gone to sleep every night before there were earbuds. There was little transistor radios. Those who can remember what that even was, I without my parents knowing, I'd go to sleep at night listening to every Yankee game. And one day my mother comes in the room and says, I just don't understand. I've been wanting to ask you this for the longest time. If I wake you up 3 a.m. and ask you how many Reggie Jacksons you have, you tell me exactly How many Greg Nettles do you have? Their stats. You know everything about these cards. Why do you pull them out every week and count them? I said, Ma, it's the Yankees. It's my life. I love them. The point is that when you love something, you keep counting it. You keep going over your head. We count our children at the Shabbat table. We don't cook off of 1, 2, 3. How many daughters are that? How many sons? But they're on our mind. When you love something, you count them. There's a chus of having Rabbi Blachman from Kiryat Biavna by me on Shabbat when he was a scholar and resident in our neighborhood. He stayed with us. And we're having coffee together. He likes coffee. I like coffee. And we're talking about children and love. He said, people say, oh, I love my children. I love my children. If I tell them it's not enough to love them, you have to be obsessed with your children. It has to be an obsession. You have to think of them all the time. You have to plan for them all the time. And usually obsession has a negative connotation, but it can be a positive to obsession. And in this past week's parsha, Hashem told us, Shetiyu amelim b'Torah. Literally means laboring in Torah, but amelim b'Torah means being obsessed with the Torah. And that's why, once again, Hashem counts us, and this week's parsha, Rashi says, mitoch chibaton, lifanav mone otam kolsha. He kept counting us, kashiyotsumi Mitzrayim, when we left Egypt, he counted us, kashenaflu be'egel, when we fell by the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf, he counted us. Throughout the stories of Bamidbar, Hashem at different times stops and he counts us because Hashem is obsessed with us. He loves us. He knows how many we are. He knows how many Gosford we lost. But when you love something, lahavdo, like myself and my cards, which I've recently given to my son and put the fear of God into him, that he takes care of them. When you love something, you count it. So as we count down to Kabbalat Torah very soon, we count down because we're counting down to that moment that we renew our allegiance to Hashem and to the Torah. And perhaps this year, we won't just learn and we won't just strive to keep mitzvot, but we will make a Kabbalah to become obsessed with the Torah. That we think of it every minute. We go to sleep with it. We wake up with it. And it becomes our mahut, everything that we do from morning to night. And just like we count other things that we love, if we really love Hashem and we love the Torah as He's obsessed with us, we should become obsessed with Him. With that, we will say some Tehillim together, and then all the other prayers that Naftali mentioned. We begin with Tehillim, Perek Chaf 20. Lamnatzach mizmor la David, Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara yisagecha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezecha mikodesh umitzion yisadecha, yizkoko mnichotecha, volot chidash nesela, yiten lecha chilavecha, v'chol atoscha yemalei. Niranena v'shiotecha, v'shem Eloheinu nigdol, yemalei Adonai kol mishalotecha. Atri dati kyoshi Adonai meshicho, Yanei mishmei kacho bigvor seshe yemino. Eile verecheve, eile basusim. Anachto b'shem Adonai leinu naskir. Eima koro v'nafalu v'nachto kamno mitodot. Adonai Yoshia, hamelech yaneinu v'yom koreinu. Kuf Chaf 23. Mizmor lo David, Adonai roi lo echzor. Bino deshe yabitzeni, alme minuchot yinahaleini. Nafshi shoviv yancheni b'magvei tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki elech b'gis ha'movet lo irarak yato. Ima di shiftecha mishaktecha yemeo yinachamuni. Taruch lefana shulcha neget zorar di shanta b'shemen roshi kosi revayo. Achtov v'chesed yidifuni ko yemei chayai. V'shafti b'vet Adonai l'orech yamim. Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir lamalot esaynai larim an yavo eshi. Ezrimim Adonai, ose shemayim v'aretz. Ayiten amot aglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum ve lo yishan shom Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, adonai tzilcha liad yimicha. Yom am ha-shemesh ulekek avirech balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzedcha v'cha miyata v'yad olam. Kuflamet 130. Shir ha-malot mimamakim karticha Adonai. Adonai shima b'koili. Tiena ozdecha kashvot לכל תחנוני. אם אבונות תשמעי, אדוני, מי עמוד, כמך שיחה, למען תברך. קיוויתי אדוני, כיפתה נפשי, ולברך אותי. נפשי לאדוני, משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אדוני, כמענו החסד, והבן מופדות. והוא יפתד ישראל מכל אבונותו. קוף ממבט, 142. מזכיר לדוד ביותו, במאורות תפילו, קולי אל אדוני יזעק. קולי לאדוני את חנון, אשפוך לפניו שיחי, צרותי לפניי אגיד, ביטאתף עלי רוחי ויעתו ידעתו, נתיבותי בורך זו, עליך תמנו פח לי, הבית ימין נורי ואין לי, מכיר עבד מנוס ממני, אין דורש לנפשי, זעקתי אליך אדוני אמרתי, את תמחתי, חלקי בארץ החיים, הקשיבה ובינותי, כי דלותי מאוד, הצילני מרודפי, כי אמצו ממני. הוציאו ממעסקר נפשי להודות את שמך, בי יחתירו צדיקים, כי תגמול עליי. We're going to say, אחינו now, אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה, ובשביה העומדים בין ביום ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרחה, ומאפלה לאורה, משיבוד לגאולה אשתה, בעגל הזמן קרי ואמרו ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and thus say, Amen. מי שברך לחיילי הצהל, pray for the Israeli Defense Forces. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, הוא יברך את חיילי צבא הגנה לישראל ואנשי כוחות הביטחון העומדים על משמר ארצנו. ויראי אלוהינו, מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, מן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה, ובכל מקום שהם בשל באוויר ובים, ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צר וצוקה, מכל נגע ומחלה וישלח ברכה והצלחה, בכל מעשה ידיהם, יעדר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויעטרם בחסד ישוע ועטרת ניצחון. וקוים בהם הכתוב כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם לכם עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. מי שברך לשבויים, prayer for those being held in captivity. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב יוסף משה ואהרון דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל ושבועיו ואת כל אחינו הנתונים בצרה, והשביה ועבור שכל הקדוש הזה מתפעלל בעבורם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, יוציא מחושך וצל מוות, מוסרותיהם ינתק, וממצוקותיהם יושיעם, יושיבם הרע לחלק משפחותיהם, יודו לאדוני חסדו ותולדותיו לבני אדם, ויוקיים בהם מקרא שכתוב, פתויי אדוני, ישובון ובאו ציון ברינה, שמחת עולם, על ראשם ששון ושמחה, ישיגו ונשאו יגון והנחה, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך לחולים, pray for the sick, I will pause in the middle for everyone to insert the names of those who are not well in our minds. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא. את החולים והחולות. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם, להרפותם, להחזיקם, לחיותם, ישלח להם מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לרמח איבריהם ושיסה גיביהם, בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, השתה בעגל הזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. And as we spoke about being obsessed, may we also be obsessed and continue to think day and night about the people who are held in captivity, about the people who are going out to war, coming back, going back again, and all of Klal Yisrael, all over the world, because we need a Yeshua not just in Eretz Yisrael, but Hashem should protect us all over the world until the day He gathers us and brings us back into Yerushalayim in our homeland.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Sadiq. We appreciate you being on with us. We're looking forward to future opportunities. If you want to hear more about Rabbi Sadiq's really incredible story, especially the journey from Iran and more, check out, he was recently featured on Meaningful People on the podcast. Hopefully they give our call a shout out. That would be nice. But you can check out more details on the Meaningful People podcast to hear more about Rabbi Sadiq's really incredible story. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.